On the courts, our institutions under threat. Lots of people believe this. But let me tell you the story about our institutions. And then, are they under political pressure? Yes. And by the way, courts are under political pressure in lots of democratic societies. Go to the United States, and one of the biggest problems is that Reagan and Bush after that, and his son was even worse than the other two, landed up packing the Supreme Court with very conservative judges. Any liberal political administration in the United States is confronted with this dilemma. So, are the courts manipulated? Yes. Let's be honest. So they are under political pressure? Absolutely, in South African society. Have they folded? No. Let me give you an example. Think about it. 6 months ago, no, 9 months ago, last year in the middle of the year, a court found against Jacob Zuma. 3 months later in September, that same, another court in the Supreme Court in KwaZulu-Natal, found against Thabo Mbeki. 3 months later, the appellate court found against Jacob Zuma. In all those cases, the NPA still appealed. Are our courts collapsing? No. Just amazing. I mean, you've got to think about this. A mere 13, 14 years after our transition, the president fires the deputy president. 3 years later, the deputy president unseats the president in the ruling party. 9 months later, they do a palace coup in the state structures of the presidency. The president, with magnanimity, resigns in a State of the Nation address that probably was the best in his 12 or 15 years of being president, by the way. The following week, all of the constitutional obligations were fulfilled. This is an amazing thing, how quickly our institutions have rooted themselves in our society. Our courts, our institutions under pressure? Yes. Are they collapsing? And have we seen a story of the collapse of our institutions? No. The story of the last 3 years has been a vindication of our courts. That's what that story is about.